lined up trying to stay close to this microphone. And I don't like it, but I'm going to have to try to make myself this morning. So I have a little throat left for tonight. And I'm going to do something a little bit what's very unusual for me. You might not be able to tell the difference, but a preacher can. I'm going to read this scripture and bring you a few thoughts on it. And the reason I'm going to do it is not because I have a sermon about it. Now, I do have a few things to say, but they're in the scripture. I don't have an outline, but once in a while, a preacher will read a scripture, and this scripture does him so much good that he thinks, well, maybe if it does me that much good, I might read it to somebody and it might do them some good. And this scripture has meant a lot to me lately, last few weeks and days. It seems like a lot of times when I open my Bible, I open it right here and begin to read Psalm 20. And God has used Psalm 20 to really help me in the last few weeks and months, and maybe it might help you. Somebody said one time, if a preacher takes a dead aim at himself, he's bound to help somebody else. And I believe that. I believe that. You know why? Because we're all human beings. And we all have the same problems, and we all have the same temptations, and we all have the same burdens. And the way the devil works on me is the same way he works on you. He's just got these few tricks he's been using for 6,000 years, and he just tries one, if that don't work, he'll try another, if that don't work, he'll try another, if that don't work, he'll go back and try the first one again. And I have an idea that's one reason why the Lord's always blessed our church, is because we preach to people like they are, not like we wish they was. I wish everybody in here was perfect. I wish everybody in here had no problems. But there's wishing and then there's reality. Amen? The truth is this morning, there's hurting people in here today. The truth is this morning, there's people in here this morning that just that close to giving up altogether. On church, home, life itself. The truth is, that's a very true statement. Now the Lord has some encouraging words for us when we get like this. And I don't know, this scripture don't have a title or message don't, but it'd be with God's help. And I am a firm believer this morning that with God's help, you can face whatever you got to face. You can stand whenever you need to stand. You can make it through whatever you're having to go through. I don't know what your problem is this morning, but I know who the answer is. Amen? Glory to God, brother. This ain't something we just got together and cooked up with a bunch of preachers as a way to make a living. If you was just wanting to make a living doing what I'm doing, it would be the last thing you'd choose just to make a living. Amen? Let's look at it this morning. Psalm 20, verse 1. I hope it speaks to you like it does me. Psalm 20. And you're going to see these little words, T-H-E-E. And this is for thee this morning. The Lord hear thee. There's a good one. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. There's a good one. We done got two good ones already. Hear thee and defend thee. Amen. I needed that this morning, didn't you? I'm glad when I pray, he hears me, boys. We have all night prayer meeting up here every Friday night. Son, we was up here praying the other night. And sometimes it feels like that it ain't doing no good. It really does. Sometimes it feels like you can just pray a hole through the sky. And other times it feels like you're just hitting your head on the floor. But I'm glad that God didn't say, I'll hear thee if it feels good to you or feels right to you. It makes no difference how it feels. Lifting weights. don't feel good when you're doing it. Once in a while it might. I see a lot of people doing it. I don't see what to get out of it. Personally, I never have been one to just run around in circles and not going nowhere, and or just do something, just to be doing it. If I'm going to exercise, I want to be enjoying myself while I'm doing it. And I guess some people get a thrill out of watching their self exercise. That's why they put all these mirrors around these walls in them places. And I reckon if you like to look at yourself, it's all right. Amen. I mean, I don't guess there's anything basically sinful about that. But, when them lifting them weights shows up is in a few months, and you see them muscles getting bigger and you can lift more weight. That's the way praying is. It don't always feel like you're getting nowhere while you're doing it. The son, later on down the road, you can feel that strength kick in. Now look at verse 2. Send thee, there's another one already. Hear thee, defend thee, send thee. Help from the sanctuary. Here's another one. And strengthen thee out of Zion. Well, so far I need all of them, don't you? Amen. Amen. I might not do nothing standing up here and read you scripture this morning, but you pray for my throat and come back tonight, and I'll tell you, I'll get some honey and put on it and lemon, and my wife might have some of that preacher's potion she fixed that time. I felt good after I drank that. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I'll try some kind of mint eucalyptus or something this evening. I might not do nothing but read. Verse 3 said, remember, I need that, don't you? All thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Here's one I need, verse 4. Grant thee, according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Praise the Lord. Amen, I need that one. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Here's a good one. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. And according to that, with God's help, that'd be the title of it. With God's help, you can do whatever you need to do. First verse said, Lord, hear thee. I tell you what, I'm glad this morning that God hears us. You say, how do I know God hears me, preacher? Because he said in the Bible, every prayer that you prayed through Jesus' name, God hears with a sincere heart. Now, God don't hear people that just rattle off prayers. God hears us when we pray with a sincere heart. You say, well, I pray and I just don't know if God's even listening to me, preacher. Sure he is. If your heart is sincere, God is listening to your prayers. God is listening to you. God wants to hear you. God desires to hear you. And guess what? God does hear you. He does hear you. He does hear you. It's a devil telling you God's not listening to your prayers. That's a devil talking to you. You say, Brother Danny, I got all these bills and I got all these problems and I pray and I say, God, why don't you just help me? God, why don't you just hear my prayer, God? And it just seems like I just don't even pray because it just feels like nothing. It's not doing any good. I've got good news for you. The Lord hears you. The Lord hears you. Amen? The Lord hears you. He sure does. The Lord hears you when you pray. God hears you. I want to say, God listened to you in the day of trouble. I read my Bible where the children of Israel were in Egypt's bondage. And while they were there in Egypt's bondage, they cried out to God. And God didn't do nothing till they cried out to him. God just said, okay, stay there as long as you want to. But buddy, when they all got together, and they all got together and they said, God, help us. The Lord said, I heard that. Who needs some help down there? Help us, Lord. I hear them crying. Who is that needing help? Help us, Lord. It's us. About that time, God looks over here in the desert. He sets a bush on fire. And this man sees this bush and he talks to him, said, I want you to go get my people out of Egypt. Why? Because their cry is come up into my ears. They started crying to me. I'm coming down to deliver them. Moses said, I don't know if they'll believe me. God said, don't you worry about that. I'll take care of it. And listen, a few chapters later, a long time, a few chapters later, God delivered his children out of Egypt's bondage because he heard their cry. I want to say, ladies and gentlemen, good news. Got good news for you this morning. New Manna Baptist Church can get an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and God can hear our cry. Thank God he can hear us. I believe he has heard us before. I believe he does hear us. I believe when we all bow our heads and where our heart is sincere and we say, Lord, would you help us? I believe God hears our prayer. You know what's wrong with some of you folks here this morning? You're so discouraged that you quit praying. You're so discouraged. That teenager just keeps on rebelling. That husband, he just won't change no matter what you try to get him to do. Those bills just ain't paid. That wife, she just won't straighten up no matter how hard you try. You know what you need to do? You need to just keep crying out. Just keep crying out, because God does hear. God can hear. God will hear. I believe it with all my heart, with all my heart. There's no doubt in my mind. Hey, man, brother, God hears us when we pray. He hears us when we pray. He got children of Israel out of Egypt. He can get you out of the mess you're in this morning. You say, Brother Danny, you just don't know the mess I'm in. It ain't worse than being bound up in Egypt with having to make bricks with no straw and a heathen king ruling over you, is it? Sure, it's not. God can deliver us. He can. But I want to say, that second one this morning says God will defend you. God will defend you. Boy, I appreciate that this morning. You know why I think? Somebody said, well, I don't want nobody fighting my battle. Don't be so stubborn, man. Let God help you. Let the Lord help you. There's some things you can't always fight your battles because you can't see your enemy. Amen? Man can't see his enemy, it's pretty hard to fight him. Now, if I come in here this morning and I look around and there's five guys come at me with knives or guns, you know what I can do? You say, Brother Danny, you wouldn't try to... I can run. I ain't stupid. I ain't trying to be a hero. I can outrun most people. And I want to tell you what, buddy, I'd run and I'd start swinging me a microphone stand around and around and around and around like a weed eater, trying to protect myself. But I want to tell you something. If you sit me down here this morning and say, there's some invisible guys in here and they're trying to kill you, what am I going to do? I can't run from them. I might run right into them. You got some enemies that's invisible this morning. You got some enemies you can't see today. What are you going to do about them? You can't run from something that's invisible. You run right into it. Now, I thank God this morning that God has defended us. I'm glad that he has. I read over there in Exodus, I'd always preach that. Of course, I've heard this before, but I don't know exactly how it was. When the water stood up like this and the children of Israel walked through on dry ground, did you know the Bible said that those waters congealed? That's a weird thing, isn't it? It said they congealed. You look up that word, it's like jello, turning into jello. It just kind of got hard there on the outside. I guess the fish just stuck. And it's like an aquarium. And you could look in there, you could see them. Look, Mama, there's a shark. Come on, son, let's go. We're going through, we're not out here. This ain't Sea World. We're running from the Egyptians. And they went down through there and they walked on dry ground. And they walked 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 and they walked. You talk about a view, man. You talk about an aquarium. That was one. Ah, Lord, have mercy. Great big wall of water standing up on both sides. And you're walking on the bottom of the ocean. Ain't no telling what they seen in there. Sharks, whales, all kind of stuff. And they looked and they said, good night, what's going to happen to us? And they went over there and they got out on the other side and they said, that is the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. That's the most, I've never seen nothing like that. God brought us across that. And they said, wow, God is great.
God is good. Look what He's done for us. And about that time, somebody said, uh-oh, I want you to look there. And Pharaoh and all his army were coming after them. And they were running down through there, the chariots, the horses, down through there. And Pharaoh was saying, if they can do it, we can do it. And they got out there in the middle, and the children of Israel started getting scared. And they said, oh Lord, what are we going to do now? Getting out, that ain't no big deal. If everybody can do it, they're chasing us. They're going to get us. They're going to destroy us. About that time, God looked down and said, okay, Moses, I've changed my mind. I don't want to hold the waters up no more. And Moses stuck out. He said, stand still, people, and see the salvation of the Lord. And he stuck his arm out like that. And the Lord says, decongeal, discongeal, uncongeal. And boy, it melted, man, and turned right back into water. And about that time, whoosh, that water came down, and God defended His people. God defended His people. Can I just remind you of something, ladies and gentlemen, that Jesus Christ said? I know our church will be celebrating our 22nd anniversary in March. We've had all kinds of attacks. You name it, the devil's through it at this church. You name it, the devil stood at his church. The devil has three ways to destroy a church, actually four. The devil, first of all, he'll try to distort the message. You listen? He'll try to get you off into false doctrine. If that don't work, I'll just give you three. He'll try to destroy the messenger. That's the preacher. The devil will try to destroy the preacher. That's his job. If the devil can't get you to preach false doctrine, the devil will try to destroy the preacher. And if he can't get that done, he'll try to disturb the membership. And he'll start working in people. And he'll start gossip. And he'll start talk. And he'll start people yakking this way. But let me remind you of something this morning. I've got a promise. I've got a promise in the old book. In the right back 66. And my Savior said, Jesus Christ said this. He said, upon this rock. Upon this rock. Speaking of Himself. He said, upon this rock. I will build my church. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to say to you this morning, this church is God's church. We're God's people. This is God's birth. And everything the devil has got can destroy this church. The gates of hell can rebel against it. You see, we're fighting against a lot of enemies we can't even see. I've heard some new gossip just in the last few days. And two new gossips. and somebody said, preacher, did you know that so-and-so said, that so-and-so said, that so-and-so said? And I said, oh Lord, here we go again. The devil's trying it again. The devil's trying to stir up trouble again. And you know what? You know, I'm like Brother Ed McAbee said. Brother Ed said, used to. He said, every time I heard gossip about myself, he said, I used to go try it down. Who said that? I'll call them. Who said that? I'll talk to them. He said, I used to try to track down every lie that was told on me. But he said, I found out that when I got to the source, all I had was a liar. And I spent all that time hunting a liar. Amen. And you know that makes a lot of sense. If you track down all them rumors, when you find the source, all you got's a liar. And life's too short to be hunting liars. I'd rather go coon hunting than liar hunting. Amen. Amen. Because all you got's a liar. At least you can hang a coon's tail around you. Antenna, and brother, go driving down the road like a dignified McDowell County citizen, amen. But I'll tell you something. You listen, I had some rumors spread about me just recently. You know what I could have done? What I could have done It took my whole Friday night going from house to house saying, who said this? Who told you? I heard this. I heard you. And I heard it. I want to take this. Blah, blah, blah. I could have spent my whole Friday night doing that, but guess how I spent my Friday night? Me and my wife went down there to that revival. I showed them some of the pictures of Marilyn Manson, and I called him everything I could without cussing. And brother, I said, God loves you, and Jesus died for you. And we had 15 young people saved, and God blessed. We had a shouting time, and the church rolls on. I'm telling you, God will defend you. All you got to do is make sure you're right, and God Almighty will take up for you and defend you. I'm telling you, I had some blessings this week. You ain't going to have a church this size in a town this size where the average church attendance is 75 people and not have problems. But I got some blessings this week. I was down there this week and stopped in WKMT, Kings Mountain radio station down there. Right, I'm preaching on there every day at 4:30. I was in a church Saturday night before that. Guy come up and give me 35 $100 bills, whole stack of them. And he said, that goes on that radio program. Is he paying for it down there? And I said, you sure you want all this on the radio program? No. He said, that goes on. So I put it in an envelope and gave it to Miss Kathy. I don't know what she done with it. And between her and God, I can tell you that. That bill better be paid. I noticed she hasn't had a new dress on every day this week. But I ain't making no accusations. I don't mean to gossip, but she had $3,500 and I saw her the new dress on. I'm not accusing nobody of nothing. You know, it must be a mighty boring life just sit around trying to think up bad stuff about people. Get a life, man. Life's too short to sit around and think of all the bad things you can think of about people. Bible said there's some people in the book of Acts, and they didn't do nothing else but sit around and try to hear or tell some new thing. I would hate for somebody to think that my life was that drab. For me to call them and say, let me tell you what I've heard about. So I'd be afraid somebody's saying, good night, Danny, ain't you got nothing to do? And that's probably true. But anyway, I'll tell you what, I went in there to that radio station, talked to that preacher that run that thing. He said, he's an old country guy, Steve Akers down there, Kings Mountain, he pastors the church down there. And he said, well, ladies and gentlemen, Brother Danny Castle just now walked in. And you know, he's talking about, and he started putting the youth choir on there. And he said, preacher, I just thought I'd pass this on to you because some of you parents don't realize what a blessing the kids are to a lot of people. He said, every night when we go off the air, I've got the new man of youth choir singing, somebody's praying. He said, that's the way we close out our station. He said, every single night. You can't get it till you get almost about Popeville and then on down to near Charlotte. And that's a lot of people, man. And he said, I play them and I kind of give like a little imitation. And he said, wasn't long ago till he's playing. All there was singing, somebody's praying. I can feel it. And he said, all of a sudden a man called in under conviction and the preacher led that man to the Lord on the phone. Which means this, let them talk about you, young people. Just keep getting up here singing. Just keep doing what you're doing. Just keep preaching, boys. Just keep putting it out. God will defend us if we're putting His Word out. Well, hey, I'll tell you something. God will pay the bills if we'll stay after souls and keep our mind focused on Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, brother. I'm about ready to shout. I'm about ready to shout. I'm gonna do like some of you. I'm gonna shout inwardly. I'm gonna shout inwardly. Glory. I don't know how they do that, but I'll tell you one thing. We went to that church. Hey, guess what? Guy coming the other day, preacher from way down in Rock Hill. Youth choir's getting real well known in that area. Guy called me from Rock Hill. He said, I'm the associate pastor. And he said, we have heard so much about your youth group. He said, we would like to schedule you to come and do a concert. I almost laughed. I said, sure, man, we'll come do you a concert. Hey, we can be a concert, can't we? You better believe we, preacher, can we do it? Yes, sir, man, we put on a concert. He said, we have an auditorium that seats about 800, and we've just been, he could tell the guy, you know, he's a little bit different stripe. And he was real nice. So I said, yeah, man, we'll go. We will go, won't we, young'uns? Amen. Amen. What a blessing that be. What a blessing. He's, wait till they find out we don't have no music or words. Amen. When we give them the coon dog call before we sing one. One group said, we're starting about youth choir. We went down there to eat the night. We met Brother Ernie. He lives right down there next to where I was preaching. We went out to eat every night this week. And went Shoney's then in Gastonia, right down there where that East, I guess it's East Ridge Mall, Gaston Mall. And we was in there, and he's telling his cousin, we said, now the radio station is 88.1. You can hear down there. And our waitress come over there. She is a lady. Come over there. And she said, oh, 88.1. She said, I listen to that all the time. She says, yeah. I said, I preach on there. And she said, you do? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, what's your name? I said, Danny Castle. She said, oh, you're Danny Castle? I said, yeah, what's left of him? And she said, you're not Danny Castle. I said, I am too. She said, well, I've listened to you for, what's she saying, how many years? 6 years, something like that, 5, 6 years. She said, how long you been on there? I said, I've been on that one about 11 or 12, I reckon. She said, I've listened to you for 6 years. She said, I just enjoy that program so much. She started telling me about her church and everything. She said, you're not Danny Castle. I said, I am. She said, there you go. She said, I recognize your voice now. She said, you are. She said, I just pictured you. Everybody pictures me real big on the radio. I said, I just got a big mouth. But I tell you what, you know what? I listen, you know what God will do? God will defend us. God will take care of us. God will bless us. And you can't even die till God gets through with you. Some of you, you're always worried, I'm going to die. I used to worry about that all the time. I used to be, every time I get on that, I thought, oh no, we're going to crash, I'm going to die. So now I kind of think, that wouldn't be so bad. Wouldn't be so bad to go to sleep driving if this plane run out of gas. Oh, you just see the Lord real quick. Listen, you can't die. I am standing up. My mind's made up. I'm going to stand up and scream and holler and yell and brag on Jesus Christ just as long as I can do it. And I'm going to tell you something, there ain't enough guns in McDowell County to stop me from doing it if God wants me to do it. Amen. Hey! Listen, and if God don't want me to, I can't make it till this evening at 7 o'clock. If people just get that through their head. If God be for us, who can be against us? If God's blessed our church, it don't matter. If everybody, somebody, Daddy used to say, if old Georgia Heck was against us, it wouldn't matter. I don't know who Georgia Heck is, but he used to say it all the time. But it don't matter. If God's for you, who can be against you? Amen. God's for you. I'll never forget that night, that day, morning. It'll be 12 years. 13 years? 12 years, I believe. Early in the year, about this time of year, 1987. This building that you're sitting in this morning was, all the blocks were up. There was nothing in here but a concrete floor and block walls. And I couldn't wait. I was preaching down in Florida in Pensacola. And I came home and they had our rafters up. And oh, I loved it. I loved it. It made it look like a building. When we was building it, it looked so little. And I said, man. They said, don't you worry, preacher. When we get that roof on and everything, it looked big. And it sure did, man. It started looking bigger and bigger and bigger. And here I am. I said, preacher, how's it look? I said, I love it. I love it, man. It looks more like a building all the time. And I never went forget walking in here that morning. And we was having some problems then, as usual. I was going through a lot of
personal problems in my life, people here in the church, we bills and other things that I can't go into this morning. It's real bad. That's also about the time some other problems having. We was on TV nationwide, you know, and everything. Oh boy, here we go again. And I walked in here this morning. I walked in here, and it was cold, and the wind was blowing. And I just happened to notice here there'd be like a couple of little whirlwinds. You know how the wind will just blow like that. Man, it was cold. I was the only one in here, and Daddy was out there in the parking lot fooling around, probably looking for some tube of sixes or something to put on his truck. And I had to watch him. Every time I'd go down there at the house and I'd see a big pile of wood, I'd say, Daddy, where'd you get all this through with it that's going to fall away? I said, take that back up there. It ain't yours. But anyway, he's out there fooling around in the parking lot. About that time, there's one man, electrician, sitting right up there on top of that rock, but it was just blocked in. And there's 56 of them rafters, and they was made out of 2x12s and 10 some of them things about that thick. And they was, there was some, they weighed 500 pounds a piece, and there's 56 of them across here. But they go this way. And I talked them into putting them 2 foot apart so we wouldn't have to buy so many. And the wind hit in here, and I was standing about right here. And I don't know how much a devil can do stuff like that. I believe God's in charge of the weather, but once in a while the devil can stick his finger in it, like I preached last Sunday night, like in Job's day. Ain't no doubt in my mind something been after us. And I just happened to look up, and I heard something pop, and I saw one of them rafters just flip over this way, right in there about where that first row of chandeliers is, and they started flipping this way. Every one of them just pow, 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 coming down. And I didn't even stop to think. I just took off running. I don't know why I run that way. I guess normally I would have turned and run that way, but I don't know if God just put it in my heart or what. But I remember I took off running just as hard as I could run. I didn't look up, look back. I just started running. I jumped. There wasn't no wall there, just those outside door holes. And I jumped and landed out there in the dirt. And I hit on my knees and hands, and I heard them crash in behind me. About probably 2 seconds, and I'd been crushed. And I look back in here, and there's a pile of wood in here that's deeper than this platform, just like sticks, broke all to pieces, all the way out front. Knocked that front wall, the middle section of rock out there, knocked that whole front wall down, crushed a truck out there. If there'd been somebody out there that killed them, it's just a miracle there wasn't nobody in here. Just a miracle, because there's always somebody in here working. And that boy up there knocked him off, and he rode him down, and he's laying here with blood coming out of his mouth, and a truck was out there. And I just looked, and I remember seeing Daddy just looked at me and started shaking his head like this. And there's a lot of other things going on at that time, and I stood out here in the front of the building, and I couldn't take it no more, and I started crying. And it was so embarrassing because the newspaper was here and they was taking pictures, and it was just like a football game was over, man. People come all over town. The cops was out here, lights was flashing, and I was just doing like this, bawling. And I said, God, why did you let this happen? This don't seem like something that should happen. We're trying to do right. We're having all these other problems, and Lord, why is this we having to go through this? And I'll never forget, I didn't get much of an answer that day. But I've always been a person, I've always been this person that just, you know, just carries it and 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 carries it. And then I finally, everybody's got their breaking point. And a humanly speaking, right? And there's been about four times in my life when I've got just absolutely had it up to here, fed up. And I got that way then. And I went up there in my office, which is now Brother Bruce's office in the fellowship building, and I got down on my knees. And I said, God, I've just about had all this I can take. Is something? Are we completely crazy? Are we out of your will? Or what is the deal here? I thought OSHA is going to come in and close us down. We'll probably get sued. Now the whole town's laughing at our church. It's a mockery. They'll say, "See there? They wasn't supposed to build it. God knocked it down like He did the Tower of Babel." I mean, that was went on everywhere. People said that all over town. And it was like the Lord spoke to me up there, and He said, "When you're as low as you can go, you just back off and let Me handle this." And things kind of turned that very day. And when you get just as far down as you can go, and you got to have Him, He'll be there for you. He'll be there for you. Now, I don't know why God wanted me to tell that this morning, but that might be a picture of your life. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, why did God let that happen?" Well, you know, I look back now and I see all kinds of things. We got a lot of sympathy from people. People prayed, worked harder, gave more. Insurance did pay for them. We didn't get sued. It was $14,000 worth of trusses. And replaced them. And Brother Dale Cable was my associate pastor at that time. And about that time, his house burnt down. And I was gone off to preach somewhere, and they called me and they said, "Preacher, Brother Dale's house burnt down. What in the world are we going to do?" And we took that wood, tons of 2x4, 6s, 2x12, and built him a house. Amen? That's God. That's God. And one of these days, you might write us a book. I don't know. Probably won't. When we get to heaven, I'll say, "Well, I'll be doggone. Lord, that's why You let that happen. Or that's why You allowed it." And the whole time, His hand was just taking care of us. They said God takes care of fools and drunks. And I don't drink. So I guess that puts me in another category, but I'll take it. Amen, I'll take it. I'll take His help. The God of Jacob will defend you. Let's stand by our heads for prayer. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. I have an idea this morning. We're not going to have a long invitation, but I have an idea this morning. Somebody. Somebody needs some help. The God of Jacob will help thee. Now your problem is, don't be too stubborn to come and ask for it. Don't be too proud. Get out of your seat. Something's already coming. That's what the altar's for. This is like a hospital. You need some help spiritually? Right here's a place to be. Come on. Come on, just get out of your seat right now. Many are coming. Many are already coming. Come up the balcony. We'll wait on you. Just slip right down them steps. Come down here and get down on your knees. Don't be too religious. So religious that you miss God in a church service, people. That's what's killing us. We get so religious we miss God. Let's obey Him this morning. Will you do it? Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that You would help us this morning. Help that one that's struggling. I don't know who it is. I don't know what the problem is. There's no doubt there's somebody here this morning really struggling. There's been so many times when I begin to doubt, and I think, Lord, what in the world's going on? Lord, I'm sorry for doubting you. Help me to trust you. It always turns out that I look back and see you as in control. God, we know that the gates of hell won't prevail against your church. They may kill me. They may cut my head off. But they can't stop your church. Every time they kill a Christian, two or three will pop up in their place. Have mercy on us this morning. And God will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.